We are headed for a very interesting time. I hope that you guys are prepared for it. Been praying, seeking God's wisdom and guidance. Been prepared at least with a month of food, water, medicine, everything that you need for you and your family to live for a month. I hope you have weapons. I hope that you have been practiced and trained. I'm going to go over two tweets. One tweeted this morning by President Trump, and one that made me decide to do this show, tweeted by Lou Dobbs, used to be on CNN, but is now on Fox. The verbiage, the rhetoric is starting to ratchet up. And we need to be prepared for where this goes. There is not going to be just this simple, peaceful de-escalation, in my opinion. And my point here is not to scare you, not to worry you. We should not be fearful. We should be acting out of love constantly, obedience to Christ, and loving our neighbors, and just being prepared. We shouldn't be making decisions out of fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And so we need Christ's love, not the Disney princess, prince kind of love, but the love that Christ demonstrates for us in sacrifice, demonstrates for us in what it means to be a man, what it means to be a Christian. We need to be prepared for that. And that's why I want to read these off to you and talk to you about this today. I don't want you to leave this being scared or worried or whatever, but I want you to be prepared for the times that we're heading into. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HGBT in a memo field if you want to support us. And you'll get a mug like the one behind me, and you'll help ensure that we have a platform to continue to be on. Appreciate everyone who has subscribed. All right, let's just get right into it. I'm going to share my screen. Let's start with the Donald Trumps. And I want to say that I agree with both of these tweets 100%, and they're still very sobering. So this was yesterday, December 10th at 9:33 a.m., and he's quoting OAN, but when the president of the United States will tweet something that has the word coup in it, you have to understand that it's not a throwaway. It's not a throwaway tweet. It's not a throwaway term. What goes into the word a coup is treason, is enemies, is war. Like we've been saying on this show, and we're just getting to the point where this isn't surprising to me and it shouldn't be surprising to you listening to the show, but it should start to be the signs that we're seeing that things are starting to ratchet up and escalate. And this is what he says for those of you who are listening, and it's in quotes from Donald Trump, 9:33 a.m., December 10th. People are upset, and they have a right to be. Georgia not only supported Trump in 2016, but now. This is the only state in the Deep South that went for Biden. Have they lost their minds? This is going to escalate dramatically. This is a very dangerous moment in our history. And it continues. The fact that our country is being stolen, a coup is taking place in front of our eyes, and the public can't take this anymore. And this is from a Trump fan in Georgia rally on OAN News Network. And I agree with this completely. You have to understand that Trump, the president of the United States, is tweeting this. And he has said similar things. I don't think he's ever said a coup before, though. He said it's been stolen. It was rigged. He said things like that, implying that it was some kind of coup. And I've had shows that have called this a Democratic coup. And I have to say, I have listened and watched probably as much as anybody possibly could. I've seen almost every hearing in entirety, 11, 12 hours a day. I've seen or listened to most of the court hearings going on around the country. I haven't heard all of them. And I've read most of the documents that are available, seen the videos, researched the documents. We even had on the show weeks ago where CNN in 2006 with Lou Dobbs, who we'll get to in a second, did a whole documentary or a whole segment on the corruption of the Dominion system and the founding in Venezuela. And so I wholeheartedly agree that this is a coup, a democratic coup, and it shouldn't come as a surprise to you guys. But this is going to escalate quickly. And it's going to. And we need to be prepared, not for us to be fearful, because God's in control. This is all part of his plan, for better or worse. Our obligation is to obey and to be prepared to take care of what God has entrusted us with, mainly our families. But this is escalating pretty quickly. All right, this is the tweet, and it's a long read. So if you're listening to this, I'd encourage you to go look at Lou Dobbs' Twitter. I'm going to share my screen one more time for those of you who are watching on YouTube. So Lou Dobbs tweeted this whole document. It's almost a page and a half. And it's important for us, and I'm going to read it. But he tweets it on top of the document as the header: "The 2020 election is a cyber Pearl Harbor. The left-wing establishment has aligned their forces to overthrow the United States government." This is coming from Lou Dobbs. And he's been researching and been involved in understanding all of the dynamics of these systems. Because remember, he was the one who was doing the segment in CNN in 2006. And he's been talking with and working with and getting Sidney Powell to be on her, or be on his show. So he is in the loop on this stuff. And he tweeted this at 4:56 yesterday, December 10th. And it's important for us to read it and understand what's happening, because you don't go on to Fox. You don't go. Why can't I just scroll in? I'm going to have to use my phone. You don't go on to Fox and be a host on Fox and say this unless you mean it. He could very well lose his job for this. He very well could. This is very, very powerful and sobering for us that we should remember. And this is what he says: "People need to get familiar with four names, two political leaders, Jorge Rodriguez. He's the communications minister of Venezuela, and he's been the Cubans' main representative in Venezuela since the days of Chavez. He goes on TV down there daily to mock us. We have evidence that he has been the political leader of the election stealing project, the quote unquote CEO of it. Khalid Majid Mazoub, he is a Venezuelan of Lebanese origin who is the right-hand and business frontman of Jorge Rodriguez. He has been the effective COO, quote-unquote, of the election project under Chavez and Maduro. Khalid is a liaison with Hezbollah. Two technical experts, Gustavo Reyes Zumeta, I don't know how to say that. He is an American-born Venezuelan who came up with the idea and designed and created the programs. He also worked as the founder and consultant in addition to other business ventures. We now have contracts, program details, incriminating information, and history. We have a warning to the mainstream media. You have purposely sided with the forces that are trying to overthrow the U.S. system. These four people and their collaborators executed an electoral 9/11 against the United States, with the cooperation and collusion of the media and the Democrat Party and China. It is a cyber Pearl Harbor. We have identities, roles, and background of Dominion, Smartmatic people. This will turn into a massive RICO filing. It is a Smartmatic, Dominion Voting Systems, Sequoia, SGO. If you come forward now to cooperate with law enforcement, you will be better off. Cuba and Venezuela aligned with George Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, the Democrat Party, and the American media against the will of the people of the U.S. We have evidence linking all these companies together in legal documents, ownership structures, and sales of the companies. We already uncovered a Chinese investment of $400 million into Dominion just 4 weeks before the election. Side note, I did the research and found the SEC filings and read it myself. This is true. Back to what Lou Dobbs is saying. We now have corporate documents, the names of the shareholders and the amount of the stock they own, their schedules and calendars, their messages to and from one another. We have technical presentations that prove there is an embedded controller in every Dominion machine that allows an election supervisor to move votes from one candidate to another You've seen the video out of Georgia. That's been on Twitter the last 2 days with a woman demonstrating that capability. We have the architecture and systems that show how the machines can be controlled from external sources via the internet in violation of voting standards, federal law, state laws, and contracts. We have proof that a current county election supervisor is a former senior executive of Dominion Voting Systems. I think that's the Michigan person, that crazy lady Detroit, that blonde chick. She was rooting out and Nate calling out by name in the Michigan hearing. This is a county that had significant voting anomalies in the 2020 election. The implications of that for law enforcement actions are clear. And if you want to see a copy of that, go to Lou Dobbs' Twitter. I gave you the timestamp. You can go look back at it tomorrow. This is Lou Dobbs. This isn't some crackpot attorney. This isn't some QAnon crazy person who's hiding behind a veil that's anonymous. This is blue checkmark Lou Dobbs, Fox News, Fox Business anchor. Been in the media forever from CNN to Fox. Is talking about this is a coup. That this is our Pearl Harbor moment. And they have the receipts. Every single receipt. And Donald Trump tweeted out, this has been a coup. Do you not think he knows this? And let me ask you, citizen, patriot, Christian, what does that say of us if we let this stand? There's no going back from this. I tweeted this out. It was a quote from Ulysses S. Grant. Oh, I wish I had it off the top. But basically, to summarize, it's this. There are only traitors and patriots now. There are only traitors and patriots now. This has been an act of war. Pearl Harbor. This is a cyber Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor was an act of war. And isn't it funny that Justin Trudeau had leaked defensive documents that China has been invited to have their army come up and train in Canada? How many Chinese military army forces are in Canada right now? Oh, and don't you doubt for a second that China is heavily involved in Latin America. Specifically Venezuela. Again, I'm not trying to scare you. These aren't crackpots. This is the President of the United States and one of the longest standing anchors on news. Do you think he would say that statement if he didn't have the facts? Do you think he would say the statement if he didn't understand the severity and the reality of the times we live in? Remember yesterday's show, we had a Democrat from Michigan, the same state where we're talking about having an official be a supervisor, who was calling to arms her side. She knows we're in a war. We better learn real quick too. Our leaders are telling us. The patriotic news anchors like Lou Dobbs are telling us. Be prepared. Be ready. This is going to escalate quickly. Make sure you go to church this week. Make sure that you spend time with your families. Be praying together. Be prepared. We'll talk to you next week.